When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better help out me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Jared Goff has more touchdown receptions this season than Jaylen Waddle. Oof.
That's a rough stat.
That's a rough stat, dude. That's a rough stat.
That is not good.
That is a rough stat.
Same as Tyreek Hill, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Same as Tyreek Hill, dude. Yeah. Same as Tyreek Hill. Same as Tyreek Hill. Unbelievable. I know exactly what's going on right now, by the way, while we're getting no reaction.
Yeah,
he's not listening.
Leroy,
hold on. Let's do the old routine. He doesn't know the show, so mute this site.
Got to unmute.
Unbelievable. Of all days.
Every day.
We're getting off to illegal formation, just like the Dolphins
did. Oh,
my. Just like the Dolphins did,
goodness.
Dude. Oh, looking at his phone now.
Oh, this guy had to mute him, too. So.
Hey, unmute your site, dude. We started the show.
Oh, sorry.
Unbelievable. All right, we'll start the show again. I'll drop that nugget on Leroy just to get this going.
Ready?
Jared Goff has more touchdown receptions this year than Jaylen Waddle. Oof.
I mean, Nico Collins has more receiving yards than Waddle and Tyreek put together. Oof. I tell you what, though. Tyreek was open a couple of times, and he would have gone. He should have had 200 yards receiving.
Very clear why he was so mad on the sidelines. Very clear. Everybody's like, "Whoa, Tyreek's really mad on the sidelines." Yeah! What do you mean? The guy who embarrassed him in the playoffs last year, who jammed him to high hell, he was cooking left and right, and nobody could get him the football. Although, you know, that drop on the swing pass. Oof.
Come on, dude.
You want me to tell you how that works?
Nah. Not today.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just saying, I'm not excusing it, but it happens.
It wasn't even the drop that bothered me. It was, oh no. And then like he kind of just like watched it for a second, then realizes, oh no, that was backwards. Oh no, too late. It's in the Titans' hand.
Yeah.
I'm going to just play like it was no big deal.
Yeah, like I was like, he kind of was like, we should just walk away. It's kind of like somebody who like, like a kid when he spills something in the kitchen. He goes, if I just walk away, who's going to know?
Who's really going to know?
Who's going to know?
It's a million people.
Except Chris Fowler knew immediately because he did the research.
Except it was apple juice, so we know it was you, dude.
Oh, man.
Great. Absolutely.
Well, like, that wasn't fair that they kept putting Seahawks Lions on the same screen, oh, and man. I just kept seeing their score, and I was looking at our score, and I was like, that used to be us. That used to be us, baby. 40 points.
How many? I think we're up to.
I tell you what, you know what's hilarious about this?
Mm-hmm.
At least we learned a valuable lesson in these last 4 weeks.
What did we learn, buddy?
That you can't just plug anybody in to play quarterback in this offense.
Nope.
And you know who else is learning that?
Mike McDaniel.
San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco.
Same system. And everybody thinks it's the system. It's the system. It's not the quarterback. They got talent around them. Quarterback just gets the ball out of his hand. Not that easy.
Isn't that a problem, though?
Why?
Shouldn't it not be that way? You're so dependent on one guy.
Let's be clear, okay? Go look around the league that most people are all in on a quarterback, okay? Yes. There are some exceptions, and those exceptions are usually Green Bay does it when their quarterback gets over 10, 12 years,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Atlanta did it, and we called them idiots. So there are teams that have done it. Hell, back in the day, Washington drafted two quarterbacks in the same damn draft.
Yep, sure did.
And we called them stupid, and one of them's still playing.
Well, kind of. It's kind of like
Cousins?
Yeah, he's out there. I mean, I wouldn't, you know.
I mean, so is Aaron Rodgers. I
wouldn't say he's necessarily playing.
I'm just saying he's still playing in the NFL.
Anybody's better than what I'm watching every single Sunday, Monday now.
Yeah. Of course, because it's not that easy.
Dade Salve, I think, says it best. Leroy, we don't need perspective today. Let us vent.
No, you can vent. I'm not trying to give you perspective. I knew there was no chance today.
You want to know what really was not helping the situation, though, on the broadcast last night? Really did not help me. They showed Tua no less
than 100
than 100 times. And I'm like, hey, guys, I know he's there. You don't have. Are you housing a hot dog at 10 a.m.?
A hot dog?
What are you, Kobayashi?
Jeez. You know what? I don't blame him. This is depression.
Who could blame him?
Dolphin depression.
This is what it's done to us.
Hot dogs
been
at 10 a.m.
since 5 o'clock.
I understand, but hot dog?
Yeah, you can't.
Did you grill it, or was it leftovers?
No, leftover. I just heated it up.
Leftover hot dog, huh? That's a gamble.
No, but that's what happens when you go to the refrigerator. You got 10 minutes, 15 minutes before the show starts, and you're like, I could have this yogurt,
yeah,
another yogurt, or, oh, what's under here? Hot dog.
Yeah, right. I was I was uncle on the Tua last night. I was like, hey, dude, this isn't helping right now. You guys are sitting, and I get it. Like, the game sucked, so what are they going to do? Like, they're sitting here. They're watching a Mason Rudolph off with Tyler Huntley, which also, by the way, didn't help the case that their backup quarterback may have been an upgrade over their starting quarterback.
That was a perfect example when you draft somebody and you throw him in and he might not be ready.
Will Levis. Will Levis is sitting there and goes, I didn't see the 6'7 guy right there. Didn't see him.
Hey, guys, my arm feels much better now.
I don't think it is. I don't think, Will, you take it easy.
You look like you're limping. It's my arm, though. No, there's a limp.
Did you see the interview at halftime? It says, so if he's healthy, yeah, we'll put him back in there.
Yeah, we'll consider
and, like, it. Mysteriously, he's on the sideline doing push-ups, and he ain't healthy.
Will Levis is sitting there doing CrossFit to prove that he should be out on the field.
not so much. Guys, I'm totally good. I promise I'm totally good to go back in now if you need me.
Oh, man. They lost to that team.
Twice.
They're never going to win again. It feels like they're never going to win again.
It feels
like. I don't even know what it's like. I didn't even count that touchdown they scored. It feels like they're never going to be a real football team again.
I was going to say 12
straight. It feels like football prison.
All I know is I've never seen so many guys hurt. You literally could have made a starting team of all the guys that either got injured or weren't playing. And I don't care what you do, you ain't winning.
But Leroy, how are they all hurt without playing?
That's
how?
Again, I brought this up during preseason, and I kept bringing it up. In order to get ready for football, don't you have to play football? Not practice football, play football.
Oof.
You see, and oh my God, then our boys hurt again.
I know. Tapped him on the back of the shoulder and said, hey.
It's not that.
Bills do.
Understand this. And I'll give you a perfect example. Everybody who I played with, who played football, who had some type of back procedure, right? Even Joe Montana. Remember he had that back thing? I don't know if you remember, probably before your time.
A little before my time, yeah.
Soon as he came back and started playing football again, he pulled the hammy. They all pull a hammy. You know why? Because it's all a connected in some way, right? I don't know how they have to tape up Jalen Phillips, right? But all that pressure goes somewhere. And so, sometimes it's just a natural thing coming back from a serious injury because you put so much pressure on other parts of your body to compensate, even though you're not trying to.
It made me worried because it was something that was clearly bothering him throughout the game and he was trying to battle through it. And then he came in.
Well, he had it wrapped, so maybe it was bothering him before and then.
Maybe. But you could see he was pissed off about it. And then, like, he came in, he had that great play where he batted the ball out of the air. Rest in peace to Dikembe Mutombo, gave the old finger wag.
Yeah.
And Pete Rose.
Oh no.
What? Oh, no. Pete Rose too?
Yeah, Pete Rose. We lost Pete Rose yesterday. But yeah, when he went off, when he went back to the locker room, that was just, it was such a bummer.
Like, a player knows when he comes off the field and he don't even try to get back in the game. He just walks in.
He kind of buckled in the hallway too, like as he was walking, his knee kind of buckled a little bit too, and I was like, "That's
so." I don't know how to look at that. So now we're,
I hope it's not like a.
Do you want to know how they're leading off SportsCenter or leading off First Take today?
Yeah,
Stephen A. Smith: Tyreek Hill leaving Patrick Mahomes could go down as the biggest mistake ever.
Okay, jeez,
guys. He was traded, Stephen A.
That's
A lot of people are saying though the Chiefs should go. They should pick the bones of the Dolphins and trade back for him today. That's the big thing because Rashee Rice is hurt.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Telling you that's the fodder.
What would they give us? Like, there's literally nothing.
There's nothing to give except 30th picks, 31st picks.
Yeah, I don't understand.
They're gonna be in the Super Bowl for the next 5 years. It look like.
What deal with the devil did they make? I want that deal.
Or maybe you know what?
Andy Reid.
Or maybe somebody said, you know what, Andy Reid, yeah, they've been on you for a while. We're going to give you your flowers.
I guess so.
Nah. I like Tobin's idea better.
Deal with the devil?
Someone made a deal with the devil, and it was Andy Reid. You saw how funny he got all of a sudden? Come on.
Jovial.
It just doesn't happen.
Got away from Philadelphia.
Wow. Maybe he's finally getting like reward points back for all those years as Santa.
So,
headlines are brought to you by DeRoute.
As you were watching that game.
Yeah.
And watching the guys on the field.
Yep.
I could tell very early, wow, they're not better than the other team. And I don't know what to, you know, there's too many guys out. Like, everybody's searching for a special elixir or potion to get the stink off of them,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I you know,
I think the thing that's
weather the storm.
I think the thing that's, well, I mean, yeah, this is one of those though. Like they're trying to hold back whatever they can, and it feels like the water's already rising, man. And I think the thing that adds everything to it, Leroy, is yes, there are reasons, and I know that you got the perspective on the injuries and whatnot. But then also when the windows are there to make plays, it's either a penalty or it's a drop. So there's never a moment for anybody to pick them up and give them a little bit of life.
Right.
And that's just, it's
even if like Tyreek, if the ball gets to Tyreek one of those two times.
Right. It's just feels hopeless right now.
Right.
And I mean, dude.
But again, you're expecting a guy who, if he made those plays all the time, would probably be starting somewhere.
Yeah,
you're asking. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but I'm also... But
here's another thing, though, and this is where I agree with you. It's on everybody else when the new guy comes in to do everything you can to make him successful.
How many times did you deal with this?
Don't drop the ball.
How many times did you deal with a quarterback? Because, you know, there were some quarterback switches in many, right? I know, I mean, one of them I think was Warren Moon, so he's a Hall of Famer. But, like, how many times did you deal with this, and like, is it should it be this hard, especially with a talented team? I guess have you ever dealt with this case? Because dude, I can't believe it's this bad. I look around the league and I see like, oh, that story happened. And I'm not asking for, you know, an Andy Dalton first week performance. I'm saying 14 points, please.
Here's I'm trying to think. Anytime I've dealt with it. I dealt with it in Cleveland when Bernie got hurt and we used two different quarterbacks in the next 3 weeks.
Oof.
Yeah, it was tough. But the thing that kept us in all these games was our defense was top five and we ran the ball, right? So we could basically just make the game a slow, methodical, you know.
Yeah, take that off the table for this team.
Right, and my whole thing is this, and I've said this last year, is that you have a lot of success running the football, but the way you have that success, I don't know how sustainable it is, because if you can't run the ball straight ahead, it's going to pose problems at the most pivotal moments during the game.
Oof.
Like, 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1, goal line. You got to be able to just line your guys up, be physical enough to create a crease, and your running back be strong and powerful enough to get through it, because there's not going to be much room. Instead, it's 4th-and-1, 3rd-and-1. We're throwing quick passes or running these sweeps, and those guys are fast. Every day they practice pursuit. Every day they practice contain. So the first guy makes Tyreek bubble, and when you see that little bitty bubble, you think, oh, no big deal, he can get around him. It gives the defense one or two more steps to get out there, and then you have a 3-yard loss. Hence my other saying, 2nd-and-7 isn't terrible.
Devon Achane, 10 carries, 15 yards.
Right.
Haven't seen a long carry all season from him.
Well, that's all we saw last year.
Yeah.
Well, because again, look at the style of runs. Most of them were just outside the end.
Yeah.
Just outside. And so what they're doing is, right, even in the past, get those guys upfield as quick as you can and keep either the quarterback in the pocket and keep the running back and turn him inside. Now, that's fine if you get the three guys in front of you to block those three guys, you know, the linebacker, the tackle, and the nose guard or whatever. But when you have penetration there, then the outside guys don't have to worry about nothing. Just be a body in the way because you're turning it into a mosh pit, basically.
All right. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Your final score last night, 31-12.
Woo!
Box score yesterday. Boom. Snoop Huntley, 14 of 22 for 96 yards.
Boom. Now, you know what's crazy? Only threw 22 passes. So, what? Out of curiosity, what was the time of possession?
Time of possession yesterday.
It doesn't take that long to go three and out.
Dolphins, 25-08. Titans, 34-52.
Not as bad as the stats would indicate.
Jalen,
go ahead.
Jalen Tyler Huntley was the leading rusher, 8 rushes for 40 yards with a TD. Jalen Wright, 9 carries, 32 yards. Tyreek Hill, 3 catches, 19 yards. And Devon Achane, 10 carries, 15 yards. Fat Cat Waddle, 4 catches, 36 yards. Fat Cat Tyreek Hill, 4 catches, 23 yards. Intangibles Tanner Connor, he had catches last night. 2 catches, 15 yards.
Not bad.
Hey, here it is. Game Boy 305. See, Leroy, we needed online help, like drafting Panay Sewell, but no, you said it wasn't important. That's not what I said. I said it's more important that you have the same 5 guys working together, which, if you look at the Dolphins, they do not.
That was Robbie.
I'm curious to see how Big Boy did, though.
Who?
Left tackle.
Paul.
Paul? Paul. What, do you want his grades or something?
No, I'm just curious. We didn't hear, you know, we didn't really hear about anybody going by him or anything like that. But, yeah.
Remember, Robbie, the infamous words, they don't have the balls to draft Panay Sewell.
Dude, I have never heard a guy on a draft show so lose his mind. He lost his mind on a draft show.
Oh, man, Campbell, toast of the town. Man.
Wait, remember that? Nobody wanted him, though. Stop acting like all of a sudden you say we should keep him.
Yeah, why do we, you know, we keep doing the Flores and Mike McDaniel thing. How about we talk about the idea that they hired Adam Gase instead of Man Campbell.
Yeah, it's true. And everyone's like, oh, Mike McDaniel, he has such a special relationship with his players. Yeah, but it's soft, dude. Man Campbell cries for his players, and he bites kneecap.
And he's hilarious in Applebee's commercials.
So funny.
Can I just say, the two are not...
Short press conferences.
The two are not related. You can be a player's coach and be a hard ass. Right? You don't realize how tough Denny was.
Denny Green?
But,
I can imagine. Oh, yeah.
He ain't play. But that being said, the temperament of your coach, if he's an offensive coordinator, when you look at the different ways he tries to play football or tries to play offensive football, if any of that were to get over to your defense, you're 100% correct. And I think that before the season, everybody talked about how physical they wanted to be. But when you're defending that offense all camp, even when you're not practicing, that's all you're seeing. You're talking about speed and getting the spots and stuff like that. Sometimes it's hard to be physical when you never have to be.
Man, Campbell's having so much fun that he felt bad yesterday that he didn't give Jared Goff a game ball. Because in Man Campbell's world, he doesn't do the Mike McDaniel where everybody gets a game ball.
Oh, yeah. Well,
he gives out two game balls.
Two?
Offense, defense.
Wow.
And what happened was, well, let me just tell the story.
Who got it?
So he gives the game ball to Jameson Williams, wide receiver, and their safety, Kirby Joseph. And then they go, no game ball for Jared Goff? He was 18 for 18, right. Two touchdown passes and a touchdown catch. He goes, oh. Oh, like, that's how much fun they're having. Woo! In Detroit.
Woo!
The Lions.
Actually, everyone does deserve a game ball over there, and he's not giving them out.
That's right, because that's the...
Here. Hey, how about this? Anyone heard of Earl Morrow?
Yeah.
He played backup quarterback for the undefeated Dolphins. Can I just say this to you? They threw 12 passes a game. Stop it.
Good backfield.
Stop it. Excellent defense. Excellent backfield, dominant offensive line with Hall of Famers on it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. Mm-hmm. Stop with that.
Crazy, man.
All right. You want to talk about a deal with the devil.
Listen, when you do all the other things, then you can have a backup quarterback to come in. Think about this. In my 5 years in Minnesota, I had 5 quarterbacks. And each year, they went to the Pro Bowl. So, yes, the quarterback aspect of it is important.
Yep.
But when you have two Hall of Famers playing wide receiver, two Hall of Famers on the offensive line, yeah, that helps.
Well, we'll let you get in here. 305-567-0560. It's event Tuesday. 305-567-0560. That's where you guys can get your Dolphins ripping in. Whatever you want. Just don't swear.
We gotta
abide by some rules. Yeah. You know, otherwise Frog Boy's gotta dump you. But
I know.
305-567-0560. Back after that.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles, plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. You guys let down Darius Rucker. He asked you to not lose, but you did.
Oh, not only did you lose, dude, you got embarrassed.
Yeah. Is it embarrassing if you keep doing what you do? When does it become shameless for the Dolphins? Because this is just how they, this is how they operate.
No, I've noticed if there's one thing social media has taught me, it'll never, you can keep doing it, it'll never not be, you know, shameful or cringe like the Costco guys. It's a double chunk chocolate cookie.
I don't get those guys. I don't understand why they're famous. Sick of it. I don't understand.
God bless them.
It feels like just to be famous these days, you just have to be stupid.
It's a double chunk chocolate cookie.
I don't know. No, you know.
God bless them.
Whatever. Bless him. Dolphin Kane. Hey, buddy.
Hello. Oh,
what's up, Dolphin Kane?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Top of the morning.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say there's a lot of things that we could have taken from last night, but I'm just absolutely livid at the fact that the Dolphins had no sense of awareness to make any adjustments offensively, seemingly. Like, wouldn't you think that a QB with like 4 or 5 straight four and outs and not completing anything down 10 yards down the field, don't you think maybe a QB change would have probably been in order? You took a fourth-string quarterback, essentially, because this is the fourth quarterback we have on our team. Practice 2 weeks, and you put him on the field to start. There's no intellectual way to put at that, making it make any sense. All right? You could see it in his eyes. Tyler Huntley looked as lost as a puppy out in the street. And so did McDaniel, staring off into the abyss of nothingness.
Yeah, McDaniel's look bothered me more than Huntley's did. Oh, man.
Like, and you're right, Tobin. I had to call Uncle on seeing Tua's face the whole time. Like, they were going to, he was going to suit up in pads and change the game somehow, some way. Like, if his presence on the field was made any difference. It made no difference. It made things worse at that.
It's not only that, Dolphin Kane. And you guys know this.
Okay, hold on. I fed you the wrong name, apparently.
Oh.
Dolphin Kane is going crazy in the chat.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's my fault. It's my fault.
Who is this, then?
I forgot.
I didn't want to.
Oh, well, who am I on the phone with?
You are on the phone with Ricardo Lizarrazo.
Oh, Ricardo. I'm sorry, buddy. Hey, I'm sorry.
That is my fault.
Can I just say this?
No, it's my fault. Totally.
Can I just say this?
Dolphin Kane was angry in the chat.
This is about as bad as last night.
I was like, I'll roll with it.
All right, man. Take care. But he's so right about the Tua thing. Like, and the other thing that I was, you guys know this, I'm a fan of Tua, right? But he ain't coming back for the next 3 weeks. So don't, stop showing him on the screen. And then they got to go with this over the top. It's Tua's choice. He's going to do what Tua's. He's coming back. Why are we acting like he's not coming back? Why are we acting like this is a debate? You stop going in here like Tua's having some complex decisions to make. No, if Tua could step on that field yesterday, he would have.
So,
like, it's just enough. Like, you hit me over the head with the Tua stuff. I get it. But like, to show, they showed him more than they showed Taylor Swift during the Super Bowl.
Wow, that's true. I saw him a lot yesterday.
And by the way, his facial reactions, Tua, not a great poker face.
Whew.
Because Tua just kept going, woof.
I would have made that throw.
So here's the problem. The problem is
everything.
If Tua was in the game, what would have been different? I will say that Tua would have made those two throws to Tyreek.
Sure.
Because they very rarely miss on those. But the offensive line, yikes.
Yeah. Oof.
Yikes.
Oof.
Not great, dude.
And
oof. Well, they laughed at us, so don't say anything. Yeah. They laughed.
They need to take the crystal ball approach, dude. If you're going to rebuild a team, you got to start in the trenches.
That's the way everybody builds a team, Marcos.
As a football insider, the best advice I can give the Dolphins is
you build a football build team from inside out.
That's not what the Dolphins did.
Guess what? You can still win with a good offensive line and bad receivers, but it's hard to win with a bad offensive line and good receivers. That's a fact.
Oh, man. Hey, Tim.
Yo.
Hey.
Yo.
I know how to solve all of the Dolphins fans' problems and make everyone feel a little bit better today.
All right.
Blue Chew.
Okay.
1 week till Panthers hockey. Let's go, Cavs!
Yeah! Get me the
He's right.
He's right.
Wait, he is right, actually.
Wait. Less than a way from...
RVA Richie says, I dosed myself double gummy snoring my third. That's all right. You didn't need to waste your product. Because you could have just kept watching the game and been snoring by halftime.
Yeah, you probably were like, "There's no." You probably would have been high as a kite being like, there's no way the offense is this bad. Right. No, it is. No, it is. It is. We'll take a break. We'll get some more of your calls. I'll see you guys on hold, but we got to try and get back on clock. Take a break back after this. Welcome back. Tobin Leroy here with you. The NASCAR playoffs are set for Homestead Miami Speedway at the end of October. And you can win a four-pack of tickets. See it all unfold. To enter, go to WQM.com/contest. Can't wait to win? Purchase tickets at HomesteadMiamiSpeedway.com. Crazy. Miami Dolphins, of course. Oh, just a disgraceful performance. 32-12 yesterday, losing to the Tennessee Titans.
Oof.
They drop to 1-3. The Titans, they get their first win. They say, Will Levis, you sit down. Sit. Take your time. Take your time, Will.
Yeah. I tell you what's going to be interesting.
Woo-hoo.
Will Levis sees the field again.
Oh, no.
No, he was already leading in turnovers.
The coach already hated him too, right?
Yeah.
Like, the coach was already like, come in. No! No!
Well.
You know? That was his exact reaction, mic'd up. That's all of our hearts and souls right now with Mike McDaniel and the way he's calling Chris, things.
Valid point, my brother. Valid point.
What do you say?
How are these the five best O-linemen we could find?
Dude, not only are these the best five O-linemen they could find, they said, we laugh at your concerns. Laughing. You know, nobody likes nobody likes an overly confident, egotistical maniac, Chris Greer.
Yeah.
Bought into your own bull bleep a little too much.
Has Chris Greer ever produced a good O-line? Ever.
I mean, there were those like six games that Teron Armstead was healthy.
You have to understand that.
So no.
If and here's where I get on people for looking at numbers. Okay? We watched these games last year when they led the league in rushing. And you could see back then, while they ran for all these yards, if it was first and 10, and you had a 4-minute drill and you had to get a first down, they couldn't do it because of the type of runs you had. You couldn't play physical football and run out the clock.
They also only did it against bad teams. You know, that was the
that's totally
criticism
fair.
Last year. But like, oh, the thing
with the Dolphins.
So here's the thing: if you beat this team, and they finish with a worse record than you, mm-hmm. and you lose to this team, this team, this team, and they all finish higher than you, then this you're slotted right there.
Yeah, but
stop making it sound like your team should be up here when they're here.
But they're not. That's the problem. But Leroy, they're not here. They keep going down.
No, not now.
Yeah,
not now.
But like that's the thing is the bar for the Dolphins kept getting changed because last year we kept saying, hey, they can't beat any good teams. And then their standard was, yeah, but we take care of business. And then against the Titans, they didn't take care of business. And ever since they haven't taken care of business, they have been steadily declined. They can't beat anybody. Now you're talking about losing to the Drexel League. The only win they have is probably to the worst team in football. The only team that might be in more disarray than they are, and that's the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
With that, which I think they're worse off because they're not healthy.
Okay, but it's like a worse off of like, hey, I'm walking with two stumps and you're walking around with no arms.
Which isn't a problem.
I kick your ass with two legs. We had a coach used to say.
What is that?
You got to fight like hell. You got to go in there like a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest.
Did that perk you up in the meeting? Were you like, huh?
No, we looked at him like I look at you, or you look at me like, what is he talking about?
Cap for life, what's up, man? Cap.
Leroy!
What's up?
Hey, man. Are you not entertained?
We are not.
Are you not amused?
We are not amused.
Hey, I thought this was the year of no excuses, but I've been hearing a whole bunch of new ones this past couple of mornings. Wow.
You've heard excuses?
Hey, I've heard excuses on top of excuses. The excuses train is full max capacity today, my brother.
I would like to know what excuses you've heard.
Not really.
Injury excuses. I've heard the Tua excuses. I've heard the McDaniel excuses. That's hilarious because you guys chose this coach and now you're complaining. And we tried to give you buyers beware, but you guys knew better than us, right?
Who's you guys and who's us? Like, you're saying, like, that's all
Dolphins.
All Dolphins. Yeah, nobody was having fun, Cap. Nobody. You're right, Cap. Nobody was having fun. No, nobody was having fun. Nobody was having fun. Like, nobody was out. Nobody was out here enjoying the season, and nobody was. Look, you're right. Everybody who wanted to believe in their team and wanted to have some belief in what the franchise was doing, you're right. They look a fool today. Because it's a lot easier to be pessimistic than it is to be optimistic in sports because most of the time, you're going to look like an idiot. However, nobody here has made any excuses for the Dolphins for what they have done this season other than hosing them down. Because for every concern that there was, it has blown up in their face. Every Murphy's Law thing has come to fruition. Now I will put you back on the radio if you want to have a conversation.
No, I've been having a conversation. My conversation has been ignored because you guys knew better than the fans that live in Miami. And now you got
all fans. All fans. All fans are just you just chatting.
Four games, Tobin.
All fans are just you shooting no excuses. All fans, Cap.
And you let it marinate.
You look in the mirror and do you just shout out no excuses today, Cap? Because that's just how I go through life. I say no excuses, even though nobody says no excuses.
The media deserves a part of this blame as well.
They do? They've been calling Chris Greer out and he laughed at them. Yeah, what does the media have to do with it?
Not call him out.
What do they have to do with it? If the GM tells the media, a room full of media members, we're laughing at you. What do you want him to do, Cap? You want him to punch him in the face and have their credentials revoked? What do you think the media should do? I genuinely want to know. What do you think they should do, Cap? What do you think they should do? Give me an answer. Give me an answer. What do you think they should do, Cap? Cap, what do you... Stop chirping, because I'm not going to put you on the air like that. What do you think the media should do when the general manager's answers to their concerns are, we're laughing at you. What should the media do? Go ahead. I'm giving you one last strike.
Okay, my question to you is, who baby coddles the GM at these pressers? The media and you guys.
Dude, you're not answering my question.
I do me. I do you.
No, I do you. I do you.
No.
I do you. You don't do me, I do you.
Wait, so
what are they supposed to do? I'm genuinely concerned. What is, if the do you know how insulting it is for a media member to say to you, hey, Chris, you sure about this O-line? We're laughing at you, bees. We're laughing at you, Omar. We're laughing at you. What are you supposed to do to that? Okay. I mean, that's a guy who's... If I tell a guy, hey, you got some potential flooding issues here living on the beach. What?
Oh, beach.
Beach. The only beach I see around here is you with your concerns.
Oh. Should I dump that?
No, I said beach.
Yeah,
I would say, like, there's some factual stuff, but there's always also the other stuff that the concerns, right? We had concerns about the defense, how you the one that bobbed and weaved and it started the season, right? Beating science and so forth.
Bob and weave has come through. You can't deny. Bob and weave has been pretty solid.
Okay.
Dude, Leroy, they haven't had a lead. Literally, the defense haven't had a lead once. Bob and weave has been pretty solid.
And look, to people, here's what I hate about this. In life, you're going to go through stretches. I don't care what you do for work or where you are in life. After four games, the amount of people that are saying, see, I told you, is ridiculous. Like, you think nobody's gone through this? And keep in mind, I come from a different place, okay? Bill Belichick was my coach and they ran him out of town because he didn't have a personality. Nobody liked him. Now, he's one of the best to ever do it. So I tend to have a little more patience. Now, that being said, I'm not excusing Mike McDaniel. I have said over the previous 2 years, the concerns I have about how he does things during the game. Okay? I don't even talk about that because I don't know who the hell's running these plays.
Which is also kind of his fault. I mean, they chose.
Here's the other thing.
You told me Skylar Thompson was going to be ready.
Here's the other thing. Football is a physical sport. There has never been a team to do any substantial winning that avoided being physical at points during a game or a season. I have never seen this team consistently be physical during any stretch since they've been here. That is always going to be a problem because teams are going to come in and think they can Debo you.
Yep, which has happened time and again.
And they're going to do it. And it happens time and time again. So they came, remember the beginning of the season? We want to be physical up front. We want to be physical, more physical defensively.
Bullies.
Right? How about your boys on the other side? Every play is pull. Pin and pull and sweep and this. You never run straight ahead. And then when you do, you get dumb trucked because you're not physical. So there's different waves to this, right? After four games, I'm not going to sit here and say, let's fire everybody or say, see, I told you. Because your ingrates haven't been to the playoffs for two consecutive years in 20 years. Baby steps. You don't win five games and then go Super Bowl. So I am going to be a little more patient and understand what plays a role in this, including Mike McDaniel. But I don't know. I can't say that he's not trying or he doesn't see things that he thinks will work with these players.
I think the thing that is just a concern with it is, you know, if this is such a complex situation, like, does the guy ever have a failsafe if it doesn't work out? Because you had, like, look, all things of foresight is, you know, everything in hindsight is 20/20, but with Tua, like, you knew Tua had durability issues and concussion concerns. Like, and the idea that you had, I'm talking about before he got hurt, Skylar Thompson thought of that he was going to have this puppy down. You know, I don't know who that – I mean, I know that Morley goes on Skylar Thompson for being gun-shy, but he's the coach that told us he was going to be ready.
Right. No, I listen. I got this. And see, and here's the other thing. Cuban says it right. And I was against it. I feel like they didn't have to put two on IR, but they wanted to look good.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's fair.
And here's what I would say. If you're healthy, you're healthy. You don't have to look good. Okay?
Because I don't know I don't know what it bought the Dolphins, right? Because here's the thing, and this is the truth of it. When he gets his next concussion, they're going to get killed for it anyway. Because the people who really aren't following it day in and day out, they're going to swoop in and they're going to crush him no matter what.
Right.
And I'm saying whether Tua comes back next year, and I hope he never gets a concussion again, but odds are he probably will.
I will go out on the limb and say that he'll probably get another concussion.
Right. And
that's just being honest about the situation. Could it be a situation where he doesn't? Sure. Could it be 2-3 years? Sure. Could it be next year? Sure. Right? It happens. It's football. But the fact is that we are sitting here and after 4 games feeling like you haven't seen anything good out of this group. You know, if they have always been terrible, then I could say, okay, listen, there's no excuses with this, right? But if I've seen a lot of success in the first 2 years you've been here, and I've seen some things get better, then I'm more along the lines of, I'm going to give you the reasons, but then be mad that you didn't see these reasons beforehand.
Well, that's
for example. We know damn well that offensive line wasn't great the last 2 years. And Tua pretty much told you the O-line was sketchy when he said, I don't care who's playing offensive line, I get rid of that thing quick.
Oof.
Right? Okay?
But somebody, we knew. But somebody wanted him to run. How'd you Rick. Like it, Frog Boy? You enjoy your mobile quarterback yesterday? Here. You enjoy him? No. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah.
Hey. You enjoy him? Mobile. Mobile.
Yeah.
You enjoy him leading the team in rushing?
Okay.
Enjoy it?
All right, Cap for Life. You're just going to keep yelling things? Who scored a touchdown yesterday, buddy?
No excuses.
Not his arms.
No excuses.
It was his legs.
No excuses.
The last successful thing we've done.
Our Snoop is next.
Oh, God.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.